Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Cakes change the counter. You're watching on Monumental. It's now 11 wins to go.
That's right.
To win the Stanley Cup. Bish Buck's wearing his jersey.
This is my Brooks like.
Very good. Like it.
Brooks like.
Cakes has his Caps gear. He did the Caps face bit again last night.
I did. I did the victory selfie. I needed to bring it back.
I want to go through your emotions during the game. I know you're trying to have a brave face, and I believe you. But I got to tell you, I thought that during the first period, it was a little more of the same until the end started to switch a little bit, the momentum. Yeah, How did you feel?
I felt like they were struggling to shake off game one for about the first half of the first period. But then I feel like they gathered themselves. They started playing a more physical style. And I liked the effort from the Caps. I thought that they were the better team overall yesterday.
Totally agree.
They answered. They answered for a poor game one.
Yep. They knew they had to.
They did what they had to do. Logan Thompson has been borderline amazing throughout this series, and we need more of that going forward. Hopefully you see the same thing in Raleigh over the next two games.
Mate, you're more in tune to it than I am. I just need my goalie to make the saves. But I didn't feel like, did he have extraordinary ones last night? I felt standard. Like you just
think
was
most,
very
most
good.
Most of the shots that were poured on him were pretty
straightforward
and right in the middle of the body.
Yeah, I mean, like, but he didn't pop
if
for
you're
me.
In, like, if was... you're in the right position, you don't have to make a bunch of spectacular saves.
Right. Plus, they blocked a ton of shots.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's just a big dude, man.
6'4", right?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
A big fella.
So there's only so many open spaces.
Even the goal they scored, I mean, he was moving from one side of the net to the other side of the net, and it just got underneath his arm.
He actually almost made a save. Yeah. Well, they get you going side to side. That's when you're dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a wide open net. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, guy blasted it. It just happened to get in the right spot.
It's a little bit lucky. They got a lucky bounce on, like a ricochet, and Goss Despair was there. And, he made a good shot.
I have no qualms. The guy's playing great. I don't worry about him at all.
But the Capitals responded. There was a sentiment in this room that it was a bad matchup. That team's better. They're faster.
Certain segments of the room.
No.
Did you give it a 1 out of 10 on the confidence level?
My confidence, 1 or 2. And my confidence isn't greatly better. Like, my confidence went up to maybe like a 5 now. Because it's going to take, I think, extraordinary effort on our part to do this.
I understand
they
were the favorite.
But they did prove that they can. Yeah. So that's good.
I understand they were the favorite by the odds makers, but like I said, you looked at ESPN, the majority of their experts picked the Capitals to win the series. The Capitals were the one seed. They're the higher seed. They've got home ice advantage. It may be a war that goes 6 or 7 games, but I wasn't buying that game one, this is how it's going to look like every game with
series?
With the other team firing 90 shots and having the puck.
It was a recency reaction after game
one. One game is in the NBA and the NHL.
I get it.
It's a feeling out process.
But that's how fans are usually.
Well,
and a recency reaction after they played so poorly in game one, that's the way we felt.
Well, I'll give it, and now we
feel much better after game two.
I feel somewhat better, but not markedly better because they're still faster.
Yeah.
They're still
they are who they are.
Ass on every puck.
But they are beatable.
I guess they are beatable, but they have to play their A game. I don't think they played their A-plus game yesterday.
I think
they played their B-plus A game.
Yeah.
But their effort yesterday was A++++.
It was much better, yes.
Our Caps discussion presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Just switching the topic for a second. The biggest topic in the world yesterday was there's this new Pope. Pope Leo, American. First ever American Pope.
USA!
But when that happened, the first thing I thought about was Cakes his dog. Like Leo, I will always think, your dog, Leo.
I mean,
that's the first thing you thought.
That was 40
I mean, that's
years.
The only
that was like 40 years ago.
I didn't think about that.
I've never met a Leo.
I own the dog, and I didn't think about it even for a second.
I don't know any Leos that I know. I can't think of a Leo that I know.
Yeah, there aren't many.
I don't know that I've ever met a Leo. The only Leo I know is his dog, which was a Schnauzer.
Schnauzer, yeah.
The thing that throws me, and I'm not Catholic. I did go to Catholic high school, but you know, I know all the rituals, and I kind of slept on the fact that these guys pick a Pope name. So like the last guy, Pope Francis, he wasn't really Francis.
Right.
He picked a Pope name.
I don't know his real name. I have no idea.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
Couldn't tell you.
So he was a regular
all the
dog.
John Paul's, it wasn't like some coincidence.
Yeah.
These guys were picked. They wanted to be Pope Paul, Pope John Paul or whatever.
Do you think he's a sports fan? He went to Villanova.
Well, he's a White Sox fan.
He works for a terrible baseball team.
Yeah.
He needs to bless the White Sox. That should be his first business. His first thing as a Pope.
Yeah.
He's lived in Peru, lost 10 zippy last night.
You know what? We'll get to the poor people and the starving people later. We'll try to end warfare and famine, all that. I got to send a blessing the White Sox way because they're freaking terrible.
I think he's lived in Peru the last 20 years. I'm guessing he ain't that big a sports fan.
I don't know.
Does he know who Caleb Williams is? I'm guessing he does. He's a Chicago guy.
I think he does.
He has to know Caleb Williams.
I thought this was interesting.
Jaden Daniels is way better.
I felt really good about myself because they called him a young pope.
He's 67
or 69 or something.
69.
He's a young pope.
So
69.
We feel young and spry.
That's awesome.
Age is all about like who you're hanging out with and your perspective. If you're hanging out with a bunch of 80-year-olds at our age, you feel pretty good. If you're hanging out with 20 to 25-year-olds like Mike Marr, you feel old and washed. It's a matter of who you're hanging out with, who your peer group is.
I guess.
Does anyone do it better than, you know, like the whole presentation of how they announced the Pope? I felt like, you know, Seven Nation Army was about to start playing or something. It felt like a big
time.
You
and Grab T should have wrapped up in the pomp and circumstance.
No, I saw a video online, obviously, which was just a goof, but they're like, he's from Chicago, and they used the entrance music that they used to play from Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
And they showed, you know, like the first cardinal or bishop, whatever he was,
if he's from Chicago,
come out there.
He definitely likes deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan. I like my pizza kind of thin.
Like, okay, first America Pope, and he grew up in Chicago, and he goes to Villanova.
Sure.
Now, he wasn't there for the national championship, but I just looked it up. I think he graduated when Villanova made the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Was this Pope going to tournament games?
Probably. He's probably, you know what? No. He's probably spending all his time in the seminary. Hmm. He's probably just a religion nerd. You don't get to be the Pope and just go to watch a bunch of Wildcats games.
Did he party like a college kid?
Probably not.
I'm going to guess no.
I don't know.
I'm going to guess no chance.
Probably not, right?
I'm going to guess the Pope not great with the ladies in college. That's just my soul.
But what I've read, he is a sports fan. I mean, he does follow the Chicago teams, including the White Sox.
He has to root for Kevin Willard now. Ooh, that's going to be tough because that guy's a snake. Good luck rooting for him. He sucks.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Kurt calling from Asheville. Not Kurt Allville.
No, not him.
Let's see, I got so many.
He's sleeping right now.
Mouses here, mice, whatever you say. Hey, Kurt, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
You folks were all here in 2018, right? Do you remember what happened? how the Caps started the playoff in 2018.
Of course. Oh, down 2-0.
Yeah, they trailed in every series. You think we don't know that?
Of course. Yes. Remember, we declared him dead. Down 0-2. We did.
Yeah, I figured that's a while the hand ringing.
Here's why.
Because that's why we do.
Here's why,
that's
for me, I don't know. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around beating speed. And they just seem so much faster than us. And I know we've done it before. But for me, that's a hard one to overcome. But these guys are smarter. They'll figure it out. Get to beat the crap out of them.
But they probably
guess.
Faced faster teams in the playoffs
they
in
have.
That year.
I'm sure. Yeah. But that's what I struggle with. When I see a team that's just faster and swarming every puck, it seems overwhelming to me. And I'm just not sophisticated enough to know. I mean, I know they say you got to out-hit them. Well, actually, technically, we didn't out-hit them. But they still... The effort last night, though, was so much different than it was in game one. That's great, but that shows you how much it takes to beat this team.
Right. But I've been watching the Stanley Cup playoffs since 1960, and so many series have started off looking, oh, my God, this team is totally outclassed, and the next game goes the other way, so I don't fret about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, well, you're an old wise guy then.
Yeah, I am indeed. Thank you.
Yep. All right,
thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call. He's been watching the Stanley Cup Finals since 1960.
He's seen a lot of hockey.
Yeah, he has.
That's got to be like black and white, right? 1960.
I've got to guess.
I feel like if I watch the Stanley Cup Final from 1960, or it's just terrible color.
Is there color TV in 1960? It's a great question. Heavy Metal Chris is shaking his head. There was.
I just remember in Back to the Future, right? They went back to the 50s and they were talking about having a color TV. Okay, so they had to have had one in 60.
Probably
right?
Like Rich, maybe you had one.
Yeah, but it's very, very grainy.
But here's the thing, and these dynamics do change, and it is kind of what makes hockey so interesting, I think, in the playoffs. That was an elimination game, essentially, for the Caps, at least from a mentality standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Don't you agree? That was like they had to come out there and play like it was an elimination game. They won, fair and square, deserved it, outworked them, got the dub, let's go. Game three, though, will they be able to still go out there and play like it's an elimination game? Because I think they're going to need to. If they do, we'll be fine.
You just need a split. You need a split. Win game three or win game four.
This one looks like it has all the earmarks of going six or seven games, like a lot of the experts predicted before these two teams got together. Split here, hopefully at worst a split in Carolina, and then you're on a bullet train to a seven-game series from the looks of it.
And I know that we like to use the must-win label. I'm not buying into it until it's an actual must-win in a long seven-game series.
If you lose your first two at home, the odds are so stacked against you.
They're stacked against you.
Have you know overcome it before and did it, whatever, in 2018. That's not a boat ride you want to be on.
It's not a death knell.
I'd rather be the Caps right now than the Golden Knights. Jason's, they have to go to Edmonton in a 0-2 hole.
Jason's beloved Red Sox fell behind 3-0. Came back.
It was a miracle.
World Series.
Was a miracle.
One in a billion. You know, I know you're Mr. Optimistic, but...
I like leads in series.
Yeah, let's go in there, play with the same kind of intensity. And I actually think... I think we all recognize they could play better. They didn't even really get much from Ovi. And then let's just really put the gas on them. I don't want to. If they do that, we'll be great. They obviously proved they can beat them.
Yeah. Well, whatever adjustments they made, I mean, I'm sure effort had something to do with that, but whatever adjustments they made, X's and O's wise, Carbs did and his staff, it worked.
I just think the discussion, he
claimed after the.
Well, they made after the lineup adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, they went from Leonard to Radish. Okay, that's one, but I'm sure they did some other things.
Yeah, their breakouts, their wall work.
Yeah. I mean, geeky terms. Hockey guys would know, but whatever adjustments they made worked.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in as we're talking about the Caps. We will give you a chance to win some Metallica tickets coming up in about 10 minutes. I just looked at it this way. There was a lot of gloom and doom. They didn't look good in game one, but... Jason brought up the fact they split the series in the regular season, and the Caps were the one seed. Like, you're going to have bad games. If they advance all the way to the Stanley Cup, all right, there's going to be some games which are duds. It's just the way it is.
I understand, and that's good. Let's just see. I worry when you play teams that are faster, but
Yeah, but think about how many years the Caps had the fastest team in the NHL and didn't win the Stanley Cup. They were known for being fast and prolific kind of and high scoring.
Yeah.
You liked the Dale Hunter Caps when they slowed it all down.
Yeah, I didn't like that version. I didn't like that iteration so much.
I just liked his intensity. Yeah, and I thought we were in every game.
So fast can work. I'm not saying it doesn't work. Carolina's a fine team, but the Caps were better in the regular season.
Listen, you're full of optimism. I hope you're right. I'm at about a 5 right now, but I was at a 1, so I'm getting there.
I hope they silence that crowd early Saturday night. That'll be fun. We get out to like a 2-0 lead.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're
huge.
Whisper quiet.
You won't go.
I won't go. You're right. You're correct. There were 2 games at home and I didn't go. So you think I'm going to drive 4.5 hours to go? You're probably right.
But if someone called you right now and gave you free tickets, you wouldn't accept them?
I would consider it.
Yeah. See? I think you would go.
I would consider it, especially if I were able to see my kid, but he's probably working like a 14-hour shift. So.
Yeah, you would go. I think you would go. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, what's up, man?
You know, I've been listening to you guys. The Caps have a much better team than they had last year. They're faster, and they're bigger, and they've got a great mix of veterans and young kids. If they put that game together where they just rip into the team, they can blow this thing out. Ovi, all the stars have to come out. I mean, they have to come out big. But if they do, and they put it all together, and everybody gives 110, they could beat anybody. Anybody. They could be blowout every game. But every guy on that team has to think like Ovi, have to think like Wilson. They've got to put it out. Protest, all of them have to give it. I mean, the goalie's giving you 110.
Yeah.
The rest of the guys got to pull it together.
Well, I agree with you, actually. But why didn't we see that in game one?
I think first of all, I thought there was too much time and rest. These guys need to stay on the ice, stay focused. Older guys don't need rest. They need to stay out there and keep their edge. If you take them off and give them a little time, they get rusty. I'm an older guy, I know. They have to come out. They can't have 3-4 day rest. They've got to come out. If they could play in 2 days, boom, do it.
Well, they are. Right?
Well, now they are
playing tomorrow.
Play again, on Saturday.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you, buddy.
By the way, an underappreciated play was Mikey falling on the ice and clearing the puck when it was just headed to, I think it was still with a 1-goal lead at that point, when it was headed straight to a Carolina player who was going to have a good look on that. Now, my man LT probably would have turned it away because he's been a freaking stud, but that's the sort
of been a premium opportunity.
Sort of play you need to win playoff hockey.
Yeah,
he's
on his back and he just waves it and gets it out of there.
The sort of effort we didn't see in game one. Sorry. Just didn't see it.
Well, they brought it in game two.
Right.
But you're very stuck on game one for some reason.
Yeah, because it happened.
I understand that happened, but they brought a better effort in game two.
How many goals does that fast team that you keep praising?
I'm not convinced that they could bring that same elite A++++ effort every game.
EB, how many goals does that elite fast team that you keep jocking have in the series in 2 games?
3.
Yeah, I
don't know. That's a 1.5 goal average. If they can't beat a team that's going to score 1.5 per game.
LT is the juice. That's why.
Yeah. Look, he's the man.
You guys are probably more right than me. That's okay.
I hope we are.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Metallica in concert. And call in now for the morning matchup. Call us at 800-636-1067.